if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
shade.
The steel outside of a wagon wheel is called what?
A rim.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
A single tree.
Now, on the wagon, you will have two horses, and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Delta tree.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you say he was doing what?
Driving his horse.
Suppose there was a log across the road. You say, I tied a rope to it and
drug it out of the rope.
Alright. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Fly.
Do you have different names for a fly?
Yeah, two-horse fly.
Two-horse?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And a single fly.
Single fly.
Right.
After you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer with?
A harrow.
Are there different kinds of hammers?
You might say call them a cutaway harrow. And a harrow kind of tractor now.
What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Axle.
What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove length?
X, let's see, horses.
What do you call the A-shaped frames you use to lay the boards across to make a table for a church supper?
Bowls of crown.
The A shape frame. Do you have a special name for that?
For a church, sir.
Yes, sir. Has an A shape. Oh!
Horses.
Alright.
Horses.
Alright. What about a sewing log?
Called a crossgut saw.
Called a what?
A crossgut saw.
And what about firewood?
That's you saw that with firewood.
All right.
Saw firewood with. You said log to it.
Yes. Uh huh. Log.
That'd probably be a sawmill. Then.
What about planks?
Well, I mean, oh, that's saw from a log plank then.
All right.
That's right.